Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 14, 1979. The message is given here in its entirety. What you are going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky, all about the trees,
is a beautiful pink, a very pale but brilliant pink this evening. And now the coloring, it's pink. Oh, Jesus is coming forward. Oh, my goodness. Jesus is coming forward, and he's being followed directly by Our Lady. Oh. Now Jesus is coming through the sky. The sky is opening up magnificently in a circular pattern of light. He's coming forward. Jesus has nothing upon his feet. I can see his feet, the markings from the spikes through his insteps. They look very sore this evening. And Jesus has on an ecru-colored gown. It's very full and long. And he has a belting made of material similar to what I saw on his wrist last week. It looks like a skin-like type of cording about his waist, which is cinching, tying in the fullness of his gown. His gown looks more like, a sackcloth, or I don't know what you'd call it. It looks very rough, the material. And Jesus has on a deep burgundy red cloak. Now, the cloak is loose about his shoulders because his hair is blowing. It must be quite windy. Our Lady now has joined Jesus on his right side. Now Jesus is extending his hand forward like this with his three fingers in this position, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to Our Lady, and he's placing his hand out like this to her. Our Lady now is coming forward. She's stepping now forward, still at the right side of Jesus. And now she's taking from about her waist her rosary with the beautiful golden crucifix. It has a tremendous brilliance to it. It's very difficult to look upon the crucifix because of the brilliance, the color of the gold, as Our Lady is moving about now. And she's extending the crucifix of her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady has on a very pure, brilliant white gown, and her mantle is also white, but trimmed all about it with about, three-quarters of an inch, between a half inch and three-quarters of an inch of gold trim all about her mantle. Our Lady now is placing her hands up in prayer like this as they look about. Jesus has now turned to his right and to his left. Now Our Lady is taking the first finger of her right hand and touching her lips, which means to listen and repeat, "My child and my children, I have a message of great urgency for the world. I have passed throughout your world to and fro as truly a mother of sorrow, trying to warn you, begging with you to do penance and make atonement to the Eternal Father for all of the offenses committed by mankind. And now, my children, the great trials are upon you. As I counseled you in the past, there will be sent to mankind a war of such great magnitude that it will set the world aflame. And also, you will be planet struck. My child, you must endeavor in your weakened state now to pray more, pray constantly for your bishops, all of the clergy, the cardinals in my son's house. A great delusion has been set upon the world. It is a testing ground now for all of mankind. Parents shall suffer greatly for any laxity in the rule of their children. As I warned you in the past, I repeat anew to counsel you that Lucifer and his agents from hell, Lucifer, walks the earth now, seeking to take command of all governments of the world, to destroy the world. Lucifer seeks to take our children's souls, the spirit of light from them, and take all with him into the abyss. Yes, you are all now being tested. Sadly, the children, the youth of your world are the major victims now because of the greed of many who have given themselves over to humanistic seekings, joining with all manner of evil under the guise of humanism, communism, socialism, and Satanism. As I warned you in the past, Lucifer and his agents must enter into the body of a fallen soul to work his will. My children and parents, listen to me well. You must not allow your children to listen to recordings known as rock and roll. They have been specifically created by Lucifer and his agents to seduce your children. They are the major instrument for leading your children into the plague, the countrywide plague of drugs, the countrywide plague of atheism, the countrywide and worldwide plague of casting aside your God and substituting false gods and religions. My children, awaken from your slumber. Parents, do not expect your clergy to come forth from their pulpits and give counsel to your children. This responsibility lies alone with you now. You must remove from your homes these diabolical agents of hell, the recordings of Lucifer that will put into your child a spell, a hypnotism leading to promiscuity, deviant sex, homosexuality, drugs, murders, abortions, and all manner of foul deeds that could only be conceived in the mind of the Prince of Darkness, Lucifer himself. He knows his time grows short, and he now goes about the world deceiving even the elect. I have given you your armor through the direction of heaven. You must wear your sacramentals. You must be sure that your children wear their sacramentals. For when they leave your homes, the safety and armament of your own home, they then set forth into the world that has been given now to Satan. My child, you will not lose time in sending out the message by engaging in trivial disputes with any of the workers. It is best that they follow the directions strictly as given in the message from heaven, and this you will confirm to them. There is very little time left, my child. You must now work faster. It is urgent that the message from heaven be given to all mankind. Pray for your bishops, my child and my children. Pray for your clergy. Many will sell their souls to get to the head. Now Our Lady is turning to Jesus. He was watching her. Jesus has a very, very sad expression upon his face. And he's looking about him. Now Jesus and Our Lady are turning. Oh, Our Lady now is extending her crucifix out in blessing again, the crucifix on her beautiful rosary, the rosary that has the golden Our Fathers and the Hail Mary beads that have all the colors of the rainbow. As Our Lady is turning now, she's now moving slightly a bit to her right, and she's extending her crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is nodding to Our Lady, and Our Lady is going across now. She's passing in front of Jesus. And Our Lady now is moving over to our right side, directly over the first tree. And she's looking down now and extending her beautiful rosary, the crucifix forward like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now behind Jesus and Our Lady, the sky is opening up. It's like I can't explain it, it's like a curtain rolling back. And coming forward, I can see, I couldn't even count them, but it does look like at least 100 or more figures that I know are angels. They're beautiful. They look absolutely beautiful. They're making a circular ring about Jesus now, and Our Lady now is coming across, and she's going over to Jesus' right side. Our Lady is cutting across the sky. Now she's just reached Jesus' side. Our Lady looks very delicate this evening. Standing next to Jesus, she just comes to about his shoulder. Our Lady has on, oh, I didn't tell you before, Our Lady has on a beautiful crown. The crown sets onto her forehead over her mantle. I can't see Our Lady's hair, but the crown is all sun gold with beautiful, beautiful jewels in the crown. And I can see that the crown has points, like an upside-down V. The points have knobs on the top. Each knob on the point seems to have a diamond, but the coloring, I believe it's a diamond. It's a beautiful stone. It's almost like a yellow. I don't know if it's yellow or white. As Our Lady's turning, sometimes it looks white, sometimes it looks yellow. Beautiful stones in the points of the crown. It's a very delicate looking crown, just sitting on Our Lady's forehead and over her mantle, onto her brow. Now Jesus is motioning like this to me, and he's touching his fingers to his lips. My child, I do not intend at this time to elaborate upon my mother's message to the world. But needless to say, the world's people have received a long counsel from heaven, preparing all mankind for the days now, the days with the approaching great tribulation in sight. My child and my children, for all who seek to enter the kingdom of heaven, much will be expected of them. The road to heaven will have many thorns. The cross will grow heavy, but you will pick up your cross and follow me on that road. The world shall be purged by suffering, for wars are always a punishment, a chastisement for man's sins. Parents, our hearts are extended to you in pity, for your children shall bring great sorrow to your hearts. My mother has come to mankind as a mediatrix between God and man, and she alone is truly the mother of great sorrows. Knowing that through all of earth years in her travels, her voice has cried out to you through numerous seers, through countless earth years, to turn back and cast aside the evil way that you have adopted that will lead mankind to a major disaster, worldwide disaster, and the eventual chastisement from heaven. My mother and all heaven, watch the reaction of mankind to the message from heaven. Many hearts have hardened. Many refuse to accept this warning. And unless there are others who are willing to offer themselves as victim souls for their fallen brothers and sisters, these souls shall be lost forever to heaven. My mother has counseled you well to prepare your household. As parents, as human beings created by your God, you have become, as a nation, degenerate in your seekings and godless in your rule until the saints in heaven cry out for all heaven to stop the abominations being committed now upon earth. Your country is fast becoming ruled by a communist state. Is this what you will permit? Enslavement of your children? Every indication is given that you have become lax and blindly proceed on to your own destruction because of pride and arrogance. Even the clergy in my church upon earth refuse to listen to me. Shall you stand before me, O clergy, and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? Many of you shall be cast into eternal damnation. You may fool the world in your human nature, but your spirit and your human nature are known to the eternal Father. A full accounting for all mankind will soon take place upon your earth. My child and my children, you must hasten to send the message from heaven throughout the world. What was to happen in the future shall be now. Satan has poisoned many minds. Pray for all men of sin. Satan now has his kingdom upon earth. If you join him, the road back is difficult. There are two forces only upon earth, good and evil. The forces of darkness now are fighting the forces of light. Which side are you on, my children? You cannot remain neutral, or you will fall into darkness. You have been given my heart. I have given you the way through the prophets sent among you countless years of earth's time. The book of life, your Bible, must not be changed to suit the world. For that when the world and my church are united as one, you will know that the end is at hand. Lucifer will come to you as an angel of light, quoting scriptures. Lucifer, in the knowledge of the Eternal Father, for his reasons, has allowed this prince of darkness and deceit, Lucifer, to retain great powers. Do not join the scoffers who have cast aside all knowledge of the supernatural for a scientific viewpoint and explanation, for they too will soon be in for a great surprise and awakening. My child and my children, wear your sacramentals as given from heaven. You must eat of my body and drink of my blood in the Eucharist, or you cannot have the light within you. For I am the light and the way. He who is not with me is against me. I am the light and the way. You cannot serve the world and serve God the Father in the Son and the Holy Spirit. You cannot join the Trinity if you are trying to serve the world. For many are selling their souls to get to the head. Our world in the eternal kingdom of heaven is of the spirit. It is not of the body. It is of the life that lives forever within you, even with the death of your human body, your spirit, the real you that must sooner or later come over the veil and enter into your eternal reward. No man, woman, or child shall fall into hell unless he wills it of his own accord. Many spend countless years in purgatory because there are so few who are willing to do penance or pray for them. Your world now is a cesspool of sin. Every nation given over to abominations, sins of the flesh. All manner of abominations are being condoned with realistic and realism viewpoints of scientists who have given themselves over to Lucifer. My child and my children, you must stress the fact that Lucifer will defile mankind and make them commit acts so abominable that no human mind could have conceived of the abomination, even unto the sacrifice to Lucifer himself, with the drinking of human blood. Scoffers Shall you allow this to happen within your country and other nations of the world? Shall Satan, Lucifer, take full reign of your nation and your country? You all, as human beings, have been allowed by the Eternal Father of free will to make your way back to us. The way to heaven, the road, is very narrow. So few enter it and remain on it. That is why my mother has counseled you over and over again that only a few will be saved. Shall you be counted among those few, or will you be lost? That decision, my children, remains with you. Pray constantly. A constant vigil of prayer must be kept going on, link to link, person to person, throughout your country and all other countries of the world. Your once proud nation, the United States, has fallen to Satan. As my mother counseled you in the past, sin is insanity, and you will see all manner of actions coming forth from the darkness within your children, even your neighbors. Watch, my children, and pray always. Keep your homes a fortress for your family and your children. I tell you this to counsel you as my mother counsels you. I do not intend for you to be filled with fear, for fear can be a tool of the devil, of Satan himself. But I counsel you that you may learn wisdom. And I pray that as the Eternal Father directs you from heaven in the light, that you do not have to gather and learn your wisdom from sorrowful experiences. My child and my children, continue your prayers of atonement. Pray for your vicar, Pope John Paul II. There is now being planned an attack upon him. Only prayers and your prayers and the prayers of your country can stop this diabolical plan. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this, the three fingers like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand like this to his heart. I bless you all, my children, and send to you the necessary graces to proceed with perseverance and endurance in the days ahead. The great tribulation will soon be upon mankind. Those who pass through the tribulation shall come out, cleansed, their robes cleansed with the blood of the Lamb. Now Our Lady and Jesus are backing up. They're going a little farther up in the sky. And Our Lady now is joining her hands together like this, with her rosary over and about her fingers, like this. Our Lady has the rosary through her fingers. And she has a very sorrowful, Our Lady has a very sorrowful expression, as though there's a knowledge, I know the knowledge that she's given me of what is to be, to the Eternal Father's plan for the redemption of mankind and the world. Now Jesus is now touching his lips with his first finger, You will listen, my child, but you will not repeat. That is all, my child. Now you will take 3 photographs and proceed home. 3 photographs, please.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on September 14th, 1979. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.